B-Pod Studios.
Merry Christmas!
What day is it?
Time to start your Christmas shopping.
My Christmas shopping's done.
I haven't even gotten to my shopping yet.
I got some Christmas shopping to do, you know?
You haven't even started yet.
It's a little early for that.
It's a little early, but what the hell?
Not merely shopping, it's an experience.
Let's go shopping.
Showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. Excuse me. It's 5:40, Wednesday the 22nd.
Yeah.
Let me clear my throat. Thank you. Yeah, I was shopping and bopping yesterday, speaking of our intro here.
Shopping and
bopping. Let me make an observation.
Okay.
Yes, I was at a store. I don't want to say the name.
Okay.
But it rhymes with Facies. Okay.
What? Are you nuts?
What?
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I didn't say it. Find people. But you know what? They can't find help. They can't find help. Yeah. So all I wanted to do was to buy a little something extra for my wife. And I was told the shoe department was closed for an hour for lunch at 2 o'clock.
3 days before Christmas.
And I said, well, now I got a plan. How about you let me go back and find the box in the back room? Because that's all I was going to have her do.
Yes.
I'll go get it myself. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bring it out and I'll pay in another area. Yeah, they didn't like that idea. So, I had to leave empty-handed.
Empty-handed.
I did.
Well, that's a lost sale.
Wait for an hour. That's what I thought.
That's silly.
And I wasn't the only one.
People need to eat.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And I said, look, I'm okay if you eat while you do this. Go ahead.
Yeah, but that's not fun for anybody.
I suppose.
Right. Solution.
Yes.
Online shopping.
Yes, I know.
I don't leave the house.
But I just happened to be at Facies. And, had some money to burn.
Well, of course, sir.
Well, no, it's a rewards card.
You yes.
You get that. It's free,
right.
free stuff. So that was a disappointment.
I'm sorry.
So I asked a lady in one of the other departments, what's going on? She said, we can't find help. Nobody wants to work. So.
Well, let's be honest.
I don't, so let's get this
out. Yeah, right. I know. It's hard to work retail at Christmas. People are stressed out.
Mm.
They're at their breaking point. The surge is not making people happy.
No.
So try to be patient.
Oh, I was very, very patient.
Oh, no, I know you were.
Very
you are
pleasant.
A wonderful
sure.
human being.
Thanks.
Excuse
me, but why is Brian smirking over there? I think that was almost
it's a Christmas spirit.
Can I just go back there and grab myself? Is that all right?
What?
Yeah,
what?
What? Oh, why not?
God. Yeah.
I want to restock the shelf? Do anything else while
I think
I'm
you're just brave for going out.
Yeah.
I mean, I went out yesterday to do something very simple, and I was annoyed
like I
on
said,
three
I had
different
free
levels.
Money to use.
I mean, first went, there was really? A woman talking on the phone while she was she was checking out her stuff. Mm. Like, and that's rude to me. When you're checking out, put your phone down so
oh,
you make.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
So rude.
Yeah.
And also, nobody looks behind them anymore if you're walking into a store to hold the door open.
Not nice.
It's gone. It's like that's
terrible,
it.
Right?
It never.
I do.
I hope so.
Sure.
I actually said something. I was like, oh, thank you.
Oh, boy.
I got mad.
Oh, gee. Yeah, because
like
they wouldn't
meme.
Hold it for you?
Yes.
Where we say thank you in Massachusetts just to remind you that you're a jerk.
That's yes. True.
Oh,
yes.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
So, but you know what?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Patience. This is a jolly show.
Yeah.
This is a
you bring up shopping. It's like,
I didn't. The opening did. You know, Brian.
Oh, right.
Put the
opener
Brian
did.
About,
it's Brian's.
Oh, now it's my fault. Thanks a lot.
Jeez, Brian. Is something a little bit more jolly to start this show?
We're going
to
be great. Don't you worry.
All right. It's 5:44.
Can I take my lunch break?
No. We're shorthanded.
Here you go. Coffee break.
Short-staffed here. Cloudy today. And a high of 42, down at 25, tonight sunny, and only 32 tomorrow. Wow.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson and LBF and Brian. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR at work.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. It's 5:58. It's December 22nd, or as we like to say around here, Christmas Eve. Eve. There you go. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're having fun. We are gonna
all in this
yes,
together.
We
this
are.
Is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're gonna press on, and we're gonna have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny Kaye.
That's right. That we got the spirit, don't
all
we?
All right,
LBF?
I feel it. I feel it now.
What's going on?
All right, it's 42 degrees in Boston. Governor Charlie Baker has issued a statewide mask advisory because of the rising number of coronavirus cases. The State Department of Public Health is advising all people to wear masks while indoors and not in their home. The voluntary advisory is for all residents and visitors to the state, regardless of vaccination status. Baker says despite the rising numbers, he has no plans to issue a statewide mask mandate at this time. Emerson College has informed students that at least the first week of classes for the new semester in January will be online. President Biden is changing his COVID winter plan to fight the Omicron variant. The biggest shift is with rapid tests ordered online. He's buying 500 million to mail to homes for free starting next month. And New York's famous Times Square New Year's Eve celebration may not be as big this year. Police are ready to scale back if necessary due to the surge.
What? No Ryan Seacrest?
Oh,
God, oh no, what will we do?
He's a robot anyway.
Right.
Yeah, he is. He's the nicest robot you'll ever meet.
Right.
Yeah, sure is.
Good. Mm-hmm. In sports, the Patriots defense will have to deal with one less weapon in the arsenal for Josh Allen. The Bills placed wide receiver Cole Beasley on the reserve COVID list after he tested positive for the virus. Beasley is unvaccinated and will miss Sunday's game in Foxborough.
Well, listen, we need that game.
Yeah,
so,
we do.
I mean, I'm sorry for Cole Beasley, but, you know, if he's going to get it, this is a good timing.
He was very vocal about the vaccine and how he didn't want to get it.
Didn't want to get the vaccine, yeah. But he did get the vaccine.
No, he didn't. No. He's unvaccinated.
Oh, he's unvaccinated. I'm sorry,
he's
I missed
like,
that.
He's famously known for being like, I'm not getting vaccinated.
And he tested positive.
So there's that. Okay. The Celtics are hoping to bounce back from Monday's loss to the 76ers, but will have to do so without any reinforcements. All seven players that missed Monday's game will also miss tonight's game due to being in the league's health and safety protocol. Boston is hosting the Cavaliers.
You can get tickets to that, Brian. I bet that's a cheap game.
I'm good.
Yes. Yeah, you sure?
Hey, there's a winter weather advisory. Freezing rain along and north of I-90 and west of 128 until noon today. Plan on slippery road conditions will impact the morning commute, and it's going to be about a high of 42 today.
Okay. Well, speaking of the commute, Brian will check that for us right now. How's it look, Brian?
We've already got some problems. This is brought to you by Macy's.
Pride! I tried to spend my Macy's.
Get some nice shoes.
I tried.
You can do it today.
That was for lunch.
Oh, I'm glad you brought it up again.
Well, I just, you know, I was.
I think he might be crazy.
What? No, I'm just saying.
He just wants to spend his Macy's
bucks. Go to Macy's, everybody.
Yeah.
I'll see you there. I'll see you. I found myself a nice pair of sneakers.
You got to go back today.
Yeah. You said I am.
More 80s. More variety. Lady, I've been feeling so cool. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, brought to you by Macy's. Macy's last minute gift sale. Great savings for everyone on your list. Not sure what to get? You have a gift card. Shop early and late. Pick up curbside or in-store. Plus, it's time to spend your Macy's money. That's what I was doing yesterday.
I know. Try as you may. Seize.
I like that.
No, it's so catchy.
It is. No merchandise or exclusions apply. Okay, LBF, may we hear your cool
yes,
thing?
Yes, I may be ready to inject a military-grade poison into my face, and I'll tell you why.
You don't need it.
Well, maybe I do. Oh, this man. Is the thing.
You don't even have any wrinkles. Oh, I see you. It's preventative.
No. Just wait.
Okay.
Wait for it.
That's fine. All right, Brian.
And also, be careful.
You don't have wrinkles.
Oh, thank you.
What is wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay, I'm done.
That's a nice thing. Thank you.
Move on. Brian, what do you got?
I've got big news for birders.
Wow. That's, yeah.
Not burgers.
Birders.
All you bird people.
Oh, birders. I thought I heard burgers.
I know. That's what you thought you heard.
I got excited. No, hey, this is crazy. Scientists confirm that once upon a time, there was a bug that was as big as a blank. And I'll tell you. Yeah.
I'm going to fill in that blank.
You will not believe how big this bug was.
Okay,
LBF.
All right. So normally I'm not amenable to injecting a military-grade poison into my face, otherwise known as Botox. I'm a little bit nervous about it. Yeah. And also, like, I have a round, big face, and so my wrinkles are not horrifying.
No.
So... Thank you.
Not at all.
But here, I didn't say that. Hey, listen, if you have a big round face when you're young, don't worry, because you won't have as many wrinkles as your skinny friends. All right, just FYI. Two, Botox not only reduces wrinkles, but it can reduce anxiety up to 72%. Something about the effects of Botox might go to a nervous system situation and calm you down a little. Just, maybe, you're just not making that face.
Right.
And then it doesn't send a signal to your body, you know, like if you crinkle up your face.
I'm noticing younger and younger women more are doing it. Men are doing it too. I'm talking their 20s. So then it becomes a preventative. So you never get the crinkles.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it's nice to have
a little seasoning.
Yeah, a little, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to, you know. But if anxiety, if I could be less anxious.
Sure.
Right?
We all
win.
We all win.
Right?
We all yes, indeed.
You have to wear your helmet.
Anyway, just FYI, that could be on the horizon.
You're just looking for any reason.
Wrinkle-free, anxiety-free people.
Okay.
What a world.
All right, Brian, let's hear about the birders.
You made it through that without insulting me. Great job.
I think I very rarely insult you.
Yeah, he's sweating.
He's nervous.
You need Botox. You know, you ever try walking on eggshells with 10 and a half? No, it's not easy. Okay, Brian.
All right, well, birders from hundreds of miles around are coming to Massachusetts because last week, and it's hanging around, a very rare, never seen before in Massachusetts. It's called a Steller sea eagle.
Ooh.
And they're native to Russia and Japan and like the Arctic. And they are not seen around here. But one was spotted down along the Taunton River. And a guy actually who runs a bird thing from up in Maine drove hundreds of miles down just to catch a glimpse of him. He pulled into Dighton Rock State Park in Berkeley. And there it was.
Can you imagine the Steller sea eagle? Imagine being that excited about
this,
a bird.
I'd like to see this bird.
You'd be surprised.
It's the largest raptor.
Wow.
It has a wingspan of up to 8 feet.
That is pretty cool.
That's a big bird. It reminds me of that other bird.
Larry?
Big bird.
Oh, sorry.
It can weigh between 13 and 20 pounds. It diets, you know, mostly fish.
Big fish.
It actually looks like Sam the Eagle.
Let me see.
Except it's not blue. It's eagle colored.
Oh, yeah,
like
that's
got that big, giant beak on it. Looks like Sam the Eagle from
the
Muppets. The
Eagle? Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
So there you go.
American.
Yeah.
Our American eagle.
So if you're around the Taunton River area, maybe you'll catch a glimpse of it. It's kind of a brownish eagle with like a nice white stripe.
You'll know it when you see it.
Yeah, and
it's
giant.
Scientists confirmed the biggest bug to ever exist.
Big birds and big bugs.
Before dinosaurs, it was giant bugs. Yes. Giant bugs roamed the earth. How scary was that?
Wow.
So scientists say a new study was published yesterday confirming that a fossil discovered a couple of years ago is that of a massive millipede as big as a car. This is a bug, 9 feet long.
Like that car.
Yes. roughly bigger than a bug, actually.
A bug, okay.
A 29.5-inch piece of the giant invertebrate was discovered, I guess, in a block of sandstone. They're saying the fossil is only the third such fossil ever found. It dates back 326 million years. So they were around 100 million years before the dinosaurs. So the world was all bugs.
Big, like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yes. That day. Hey, how about that? So anyway, thought we'd share that fun little science fact for you.
Yeah,
they squish you.
It's like,
they squish you. Okay, 6:18. Our friend Dave is in the studio.
Yeah.
Number one friend of the show, and he must have brought gifts or something, didn't you, Dave? Yes. Next. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Hey, good morning. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. It's the 22nd of December, or as we like to call it, Christmas Eve.
Eve.
That's right. Three Eves before Christmas.
Right.
Well, the Three Eves. Sounds like a bad old movie.
Right.
Okay. So our friend Dave, friend of the show.
Yes.
Dave from Arlington has come to the studio yet once again bearing gifts.
Right.
Dave, we don't deserve you.
We don't.
Well, what?
He especially.
Well, it's questionable.
It was. I was hoping close enough to Christmas that no, she'd start being nice. But anyway.
Christmas Eve, she will.
Yes, so yes. It'll be Eve. Yeah. But, yeah. That's too early, too soon.
Yeah.
Dave, wearing his 105.7 WROR t-shirt.
Good. Yeah, well, yeah.
Big ROR listener. We love it.
I earned that.
So, Dave, you brought gifts again. Do you want us to open them now, or should we wait to Christmas?
Yours, Bob, is each gift is kind of specific, right? So, your gift is, I remember on one of the shows, the woman was talking about, you were talking about you took up sailing.
Oh, right. Right into the mic, Dave.
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay.
You
so, you, yeah. Sorry.
You
oh,
yeah.
Took, you. So, you took up sailing.
Yeah,
so
I did.
That
this
is
summer.
Kind of like.
Should I open that now?
Yeah, open
sure.
it.
Oh,
open
yeah.
it.
Open
wow.
it. Open
it.
Just rip it open, Bob.
Jesus. Yeah, I got back from our anniversary and did some Hobie Cat sailing and got the bug. So, yeah, I went took
like
some
Tommy
lessons.
Boy.
And, yeah, that's me. Yeah. I'm more like,
what about Bob?
More like, what about Bob?
Sailing. I'm a sailor.
I'm sailing.
Vessel seaworthy.
Tied to anyway. Oh, jeez.
Oh, look
out
for the microphone.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Dave, that's awesome. Hard to describe, but basically, did you do this frame?
Yes,
you built this
frame.
Oh, my God.
Frame.
That frame is
that
gorgeous.
Is amazing. Wow. And it is looks like a sailboat, maybe from the 30s.
Yeah,
40,
it's,
right?
It's from the Rosenfield collection.
Jeez, man,
and
that's gorgeous.
It's a print. It's not an original.
Yeah,
but
Dave,
oh,
the frame,
man, it's not an original?
The frame
Jeez.
Is amazing.
You
now,
what kind
of wood is that?
That's walnut, just like Brian's mantle.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's gorgeous. We got to get pictures of this, though, because it's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Thank
you
so
the
much.
Detail, the workmanship.
That'll go into my rich Corinthian leather den.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Okay.
Thanks, Dave.
Many leather bound books.
All right, Brian Bell, you open yours. You open yours.
Okay. Oh, so,
wow. This is very heavy.
Yeah. Well, Brian, this is for honor of your new kitchen.
Oh.
Oh, in honor of his new kitchen.
Brian has a new kitchen, if you haven't heard.
Hang on 1 second. I was going to say, Dave, you are a carpenter by trade, a finished carpenter. Right? So he does amazing
that work. Is gorgeous. Wow. You guys, okay, that so it is a beautiful cutting board with all different types of wood, like a dark brown, a light
so it looks striped.
Tan, and it's, that is awesome.
That really is. Man.
Wow. That is beautiful.
It's a shame that's going to smell like fish and chicken within a week. But, other than that,
I would say some fine charcuterie.
Right. That's a fine charcuterie board.
That's gorgeous. That's what are the woods?
David.
See, Dave's a woodworker.
Well,
it's
cherry, walnut, maple, Paducah.
Wow.
Spanish cedar.
Paducah.
white oak.
Wow.
That is, it's so gorgeous.
What are the dimensions with the size of this, Dave?
Big sucker.
It's about 15 by 24.
Amazing cutting board. Brian, get busy.
And don't be afraid to use it because I've given it to people, and what they do is they hang it on their wall.
No.
They're afraid to cut with it.
Yeah.
So I said, cut away.
It's hard wood, right?
And I mean, if it gets worn, I'll take it back, sand it, and it'll be like brand new.
Jeez. Yeah. All right.
Beautiful.
Wow.
It's like a lifetime warranty.
A lifetime David warranty. All right, I'm going to open
Go ahead, LBF, real quick. See what
he's
got
there.
That's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. This is a frame.
Yep.
And it has a little note in it. What's it? Let's see.
Oh, no.
From David Bench. I can't read it. It's too long to read, but it is African mahogany, and it's beautiful.
Can we see what you got? Hold that. It's a frame.
I tried to find a picture of Bob to put in there.
I know. I got one. I could do that. So, over the holidays.
I'm going to get a picture. I should get a picture of you. David, not Bob. This is beautiful. African mahogany.
Well,
it's just like it matches the heart, the box that you gave me, which is currently displayed on my dining room table.
Yes.
It's so beautiful. Everybody comes in and sees
it. On the back, it's signed.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to open one more.
Okay.
Dave brought me
so
here.
Awesome.
So. Wow. This is Spanish cedar. Now, is this for my humidor?
Well, you said...
Do I soak it?
I know you like to smoke cigars.
Yeah.
And so the traditional way of smoking a cigar is you're supposed to light it with a piece of Spanish cedar.
Oh.
So you light those Spanish on fire, and then you bring that to the cigar. It's supposed to be, I don't know, that's my understanding.
Oh, well, I'll let you know.
Traditional way to smoke a cigar.
That's fancy. I will let you know. Dang. Dave, you're too nice. You really are. You're great.
Just you guys are wonderful
guy.
So,
you know, we always say that we don't know if anybody out there is there anybody out there when we do the these shows?
Yeah, the only thing we got you, Dave, is just hours and hours of entertainment.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, I think of all the great...
year.
I just figure anyway. I'm one of all the other great listeners out there that call in. So
You're the best.
Yeah, you are the most wonderful, really.
Because this is all handcrafted stuff that you do, that you take the time to very heartfully do, and it means a lot to us.
Yeah, it really does.
I mean, like, I'm telling you, I'm amazed.
It's and plus the stuff that I'm doing it with would be either thrown away or burned.
Yeah.
So I take that scrap and turn it into something useful.
It's amazing.
And so it's
just giving us like
Brian, don't even. I knew that you'd go.
Really lovely garbage.
Dave, thanks again. Have a great Christmas.
Yeah.
We know you're probably off to work, but what are your plans to spend it?
Well, I'm going to be home with my wife, and she's a dog walker, Strut and Pup in Arlington.
Strut and Pup.
I'll give her a little plug. And so we're watching dogs. We got about four dogs staying over the house while other people are having a wonderful vacation.
That's so nice.
Wow. That is awesome.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah, very, very nice. What's your wife's name, by the way? We haven't
Daria.
Daria, beautiful name. Well, tell Daria we appreciate her, putting up with you, listening to us. Them again.
Not many people could.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks, Dave. Have a
Merry
great
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Christmas Dave. Thank you so
that's
much.
Great. So, if there's any listeners out there who want to come in today,
give us gifts. Yeah,
we need some frankincense. Some myrrh would be nice.
So
anyway,
maybe some breakfast.
Breakfast would be
yes.
Nice. LBF, can you give us an update on what dirty laundry is going to be?
I can. Wait, I have something. Yeah. I'm going to talk about it. And I remember I just didn't write it down because I was busy.
Yeah.
Okay. Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Big trouble.
Sorry.
Again?
Sorry, not sorry. Okay. All right. I know. He's trying to come back. We'll see how that goes.
We'll see. Okay.
All right. Brian, let's take a look at the road. 6:30.
Check your ride, brought to you by Wendy's.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or at WROR.com.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Yes, it's the 22nd of December. It's cold out there, a little freezing rain. We have a winter weather advisory in effect. Let's go where it's warm and toasty, LBF's laundry room, where it's always
all right. Well, not
dirty.
Surprisingly, this marriage is hanging by a thread. But before I get to that, Louis C.K. I don't know if you watched SNL the other night, but they had a commercial for Louis C.K.'s new special, Sorry.
Sorry.
So let's back it up a little bit and just remind everybody that Louis C.K. was kind of quote-unquote not really canceled, but he felt the effects of people finding out that he used to...
Strange Picadillo.
Yes.
Right? Very strange.
Described it. Treated his body like an amusement ride.
Yeah. For viewers. Yeah, right.
Want to go or be near an amusement ride.
Yeah.
So.
Or the show. Yeah. So what's Sorry all about?
Sorry is his new comedy special, which took place at Madison Square Garden over the summer. It was his first big performance since he admitted to that misconduct in 2017. And everyone's just like, you know what? The guy, like... There's no such thing as being canceled if you're like, if you fit a. It's just. I don't think he's very sorry at all. Mm-hmm. And I think that people are. But I haven't seen the special because I don't want to pay for it.
No.
But I want to see it because I want to see how not sorry
so
he is.
So what is people are giving him grief because
grief.
He can just come out and say sorry and hit the road again
the road
and it's
again.
All good.
I don't think that people. This is the other thing too. Like CNN. Hired back Jeffrey Toobin. Remember that situation?
Yes.
He treated it as like an amusement park.
Zoom.
Yeah.
And during a Zoom meeting.
Mm.
And he's back being a legal analyst at CNN. Like there aren't a bazillion
legal analysts. Weird.
It's so weird.
Did he say sorry?
I think he did say
it was
say,
a quickie, right? I'm sorry. You know, just it was a quick.
What was quickie?
Yeah, just
apology.
A quick sorry.
Was
yeah, just a quick.
The,
yeah, just
okay.
Move on. Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't know that this was a thing until Louis C.K. and Jeffrey Toobin, but I guess
well,
it is.
The name just, Toobin's become a... I think
pulling a toobin.
No, I just
wait a minute.
Something like that. Yes,
you
don't
want to.
I would get off this. Are you done?
Well,
I'd get off it.
Oh, no.
It's Christmas. I would move on. Yeah.
Okay, I'm moving on.
Okay, yeah, just whatever.
Chris Knox match.
I'm trying to help.
You're not. Oh, the marriage that
not
is hanging
the Christmas
by a
show
thread.
I was hoping to have today.
Chris Knoth and his wife, Tara Wilson, they are not doing well after.
They're not. She's not happy.
Everyone's on the naughty list,
right?
Okay?
Oh, boy.
I mean, so she was dating him and his wife while he had these consensual, according to him.
This is some really dirty laundry you're doing
it's
today.
It's dirty. Listen, yeah. I'm just capping off the year.
Okay.
But you know what? People behave badly, and I'm just going to talk about it.
She is not happy.
She's not happy at all.
No, she's not.
So so let's just wrap this up.
I think we should.
Chris Knox.
I would just get off.
Sick of talking about him.
Okay.
All right, that's it.
You done? I think that's good.
Yeah.
That's got you got enough.
Covered it all.
How about any Christmas shows? You texted Brian and me the other day with a Christmas carol that you want to everybody to see. So go ahead.
Scrooge.
Yes.
1970s Scrooge. Okay. Not Scrooged.
Right.
It's Scrooge with Albert Finney.
Okay.
And it's a musical. Of course it is. And Alec Guinness, Obi-Wan Kenobi's in it.
He's in it?
Yeah, he plays Jacob Marley. He kind of overdoes it. But it's really good.
And where does one find Scrooge?
Amazon.
Okay.
And you know what?
Yeah.
If you're really lucky, you can find the album and play that. Because I do that every Christmas.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, I do.
Fun. Festive fun.
It is. That and the Waltons Christmas album.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Memories.
The Hawkeye Grandpa.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Try to behave yourself.
Good night, John Boy. Okay. All right, we're done. 6:42.
Oh, we're done, all right.
Let's have some Rhapsody. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is this the real life?
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Huey Lewis and the news. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Well, looky here. Who's got the news now?
Well, looky here. It's
LBF
me with the
does.
News.
Yeah.
It's 41 degrees in Boston. Governor Charlie Baker has issued a statewide mask advisory because of the rising number of coronavirus cases. The State Department of Public Health is advising all people wear masks indoors and not when they're not in their home. The voluntary advisory is for all residents and visitors to the state, regardless of vaccination status. Baker says despite the rising numbers, he has no plans to issue a statewide mask mandate at this time. Emerson College has informed students that at least the first week of classes for the new semester in January will be online. President Biden is changing his COVID winter plan to fight the Omicron variant. The biggest shift is with rapid tests ordered online. He's buying 500 million to mail to homes for free starting next month. And the new COVID variant isn't keeping people away home for the holidays. More than 2 million passengers have flown since Thursday daily, and the numbers are expected to jump tomorrow. AAA estimates more than 109 million travelers will head out of town through January 2nd. And in sports, the Patriots' defense will have to deal with one less weapon in the arsenal for Josh Allen. The Bills placed wide receiver Cole Beasley on the reserve COVID list after he tested positive for the virus. Beasley is unvaccinated and will miss Sunday's game in Foxborough. The Celtics are hoping to bounce back from Monday's loss to the 76ers, but will have to do so without any reinforcements. All seven players that missed Monday's game will also miss tonight's game due to being in the league's health and safety protocols. Boston is hosting the Cavaliers. Weather today, there's a winter weather advisory. Wow, that's hard to say. A winter weather advisory. In effect, freezing rain along and north I-90 and west of 128 until noon today. And it's going to be about 42 degrees.
Yeah, no, it's going to be cold the next couple days. So,
yeah.
Yikes. Tis the season.
It is.
Right?
It's winter, officially.
Yesterday at 10:59.
Yes.
It hit. Okay.
It hit.
All right, let's take a look at the roads, Brian. It is 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we've got some problems out there. This is brought to you by Audible.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Hey, thank you, Brian Bell. Appreciate the introduction. Would you like to introduce today's nitwit?
Let's meet our nitwit today. It's LBF.
Yay, LBF.
Again.
Boy, you just can't help drawing the short straw.
Every time I come into this workplace, I am a nitwit.
Okay. If we have any listeners out there, we're going to find out today because we're going to see if we can match wits. LBF, you got your Sharpie ready?
I got it ready.
All right, so write the answer down to this match wits question.
Okay.
We're a Christmas kind of theme to it, as you'll
sure.
see. Oh, here we go. Naughty Noel was so naughty that Santa left blank in her stocking. Oh, boy.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. Think about it.
So naughty.
That Santa left blank in her stocking.
Okay,
write your answer down. Brian, what are we playing for today?
We've got a pair of movie passes from our friends at Fandango.com, a $40 value.
That's great. Over the holiday, go see the movie of your choice. Okay, the phones are open, 888-410-1057. LBF, have you written your answer down?
I sure have.
Okay, want to fold that up?
Okay.
And
sit on it, Ponzi?
See if you don't mind, just
right.
So no one sees it, you can sit on it. And let's see if we can get folks to match you with Naughty Noel was so naughty that Santa left blank in her stocking. 888, okay, 410-1057. Let's match wits.
So this is Christmas.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. We're playing match wits. And here is what you're trying to match up with. Naughty Noel was so naughty that Santa left blank in her stocking. LBF, you got your answer written down?
I do.
All right, let's see what folks are saying at 888-410-1057. Good morning. What do you say?
A pregnancy test.
That's really good.
No, that's great, though.
Nice try. You can try again, Brian. ROR, good morning. What's your answer?
Condoms.
Oh, my God.
Not condoms. Wow, not T&T.
Noel. Is that it? No.
Okay, no.
Fine.
Noel.
All right. ROR, good morning. What's your answer?
Condoms.
Well, no, we've heard that before. ROR, what's your answer?
Cold.
Nope.
It's a classic, though.
Yes,
it's
right.
Classic, yeah. It's hard to find these days.
It is.
Yeah, but ROR, what's your answer?
Left nothing in her stocking.
Oh, nothing. Noel. That's not it?
Not it.
Try again. ROR, what's your answer?
Fruitcake.
Oh, that's a good one, LBF.
Nope, not fruitcake.
Ah, bummer. ROR, what's your answer?
Penicillin.
That's
LBF,
funny.
That's a good one.
No, that's not it, though.
Oh, my goodness. Nice try. All righty.
All right.
Have a good holiday. ROR, what's your answer?
Viagra.
Viagra?
No.
Not it.
That's
little
not
blue
it.
Pills. ROR, what's your answer?
My answer would be Bath and Body gift cards.
Oh, Bath and
Bath
Body.
And that's sweet. Really nice.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
No,
actually.
Not that. That's specific.
Thank you.
Is that what you give to the naughty ones? Bye. ROR, what's your answer?
Nuts.
That's funny. No.
Not
nuts.
Clever. All right. Go, next caller. What's your answer?
His phone number, of course.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
LBF.
That's a good one.
That's the best.
Oh, rats.
Try again. Bye-bye. All right, we're still trying to match wits. No, I don't have an answer yet. Naughty Noel was so naughty that Santa left blank in her stocking. LBF's written her answer down.
Yep.
And if you match wits with that, you're going to win movie passes to Fandango. Any movie you want for you and a guest. A guest, okay?
Nice.
888-410-1057.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Yay! Thank you, Brian Bell. We have not matched wits yet with Nitwits here, so I'm kind of surprised. But I guess there's just so many options to this. Naughty Noel was so naughty.
How naughty was she, Bob?
That Santa left blank in her stocking.
Wow.
All right, let's go to the phones. 888-410-1057. What do you say?
Lingerie.
Oh.
No.
Santa. What are you doing?
Nope.
Not
nope,
it?
Nope,
okay.
Not it.
Bye, Beth.
Too bad. Bye, thanks.
Right? Jason, what do you say?
Handcuffs.
Oh, that's a great answer.
But it's not the right one.
My goodness.
Naughty.
One of these days I'll win.
Jason. All right. Rachel, what do you say?
Reindeer scat.
Reindeer scat.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, gross.
Is that what I think it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not a song.
Yeah, we weren't scatting. That's not it. Thank you. All right. ROR, what's your answer?
The Bible.
Oh. Ah! Please, Tom, that's it. That's a great answer.
No, that's a great answer.
Oh, my goodness. All right. ROR, good morning. What's your answer?
Lingerie.
Yeah, no, not that. Lingerie.
Yeah, naughty nighties.
All right.
No,
why?
That's what they call them.
But they don't say it that way.
You call them.
Naughty nighties.
That's so not
naughty
it.
Noel. No.
Yeah. Naughty Noel. Okay. Night night. Bye bye. ROR, what's your answer?
His hotel key.
Oh.
Oh, Santa.
Well.
No, no,
I like
no.
That. That's not it?
Okay. Thanks.
Oh, boy. All right. Thank you. ROR, Sean, what do you think the answer is?
Morning, gang. Merry Christmas. I think the answer is batteries.
Batteries?
Batteries.
LBF.
You are correct, sir.
We have a winner.
Oh, my God. You're a sick ticket, too.
You know,
wow.
Sean, I guess that's it. And I wrote an answer down, too, that nobody else has guessed.
What's that?
Yeah, I thought just to slow her down. You'd give her some
granny panties.
Granny panties, right? Just to slow that Noel down, simmer down now, Noel.
Simmer down.
Jeez. Well, you got it, Sean. Brian, tell him what he won.
John, you've got a pair of passes for Fandango.com, a value of $40. Let's go to the movies.
Yeah. Perfect.
Hey, thanks for being a sick puppy, Sean. We appreciate that.
No problem. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Sean, what's the best station to wake up with? Come on.
105.7.
All right.
What a guy. You hang on. Right. Okay. Good job. There you go. Batteries, huh?
Everyone needs batteries.
Long lasting.
All right.
Anyway. So that was fun. All right. Look at us. Having fun on Christmas Eve.
Fun.
Eve. All right. You guys want to do a morning court?
Sure.
Okay, good, because Jessica is on the phone. She's been waiting to do this. Actually, is it a couples court today?
Yes.
It is couples
great.
Court. Oh, I like that. My wife's ex-boyfriend and his wife and kids are moving back to the area, so y'all want to hang out. But should you ever mingle with the ex? That's the question. X marks the spot.
Right.
Okay? So a couple's court coming up in 10 minutes. All right, Brian, let's check the roads.
Check your rides. Brought to you by Wendy's. Natick, your
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning court is in session, everybody, but today it's one of our couples courts. Yes, joining us today is Joe and Jessica. Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jessica. There, too. All right, so you guys are ensconced in separate rooms at the house. We got an email from you. Let's see if we can help out. We're going to start with you, Joe. What is going on?
Yeah, so my wife's ex-boyfriend from college and then some, and his wife and kids are moving back to the area, and they're still friendly on Facebook with each other. And so he reached out to my wife, and he said, I'd love to get together. Maybe the four of us can meet up, and you can tell us the best places to eat and give us the skinny on the school system, and I don't know.
So Jessica, ex-boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
Reached out on Facebook.
Like a million years ago.
Okay.
I mean, we're, like, established here. You know, we know the lay of the land. And so I was like, yeah, sure. Like, we can totally help you guys. It's a new...
Yeah. I think that's kind of weird. Because I just think that she should slow it down because this is weird. I mean, why are we socializing with your ex?
Yeah, but I feel like that was, like, such a long time ago. Like, we're both married to other people now.
Okay, guys.
Yeah,
all right.
I mean,
okay.
We've made our choices.
All right, so... Right. All right, so Joe, I mean, what do you think of that?
Well, here's why it just puts me in a really weird spot, because he's a guy that you've talked to me about. He broke up with you. You told me you were devastated by this guy. I don't know. Also, he's seen you naked, and as a rule, I don't like to have dinner and be socializing and chumming it up with other people who've seen you naked. That's a rule.
It's a good rule.
Yeah. Jessica?
I think that's fair. I don't think I'm being crazy, because I think people make me feel like I'm being crazy for feeling this way, and I think if the roles were reversed, anybody would feel this way. It's an uncomfortable place to be put in.
I mean, I am not, like, saying, like, oh, yeah, like, you guys are going to be a BFF. Like, I would prefer for you to be at the dinner with me because I feel like you would feel weirder if I just went to dinner with my ex-boyfriend alone. And
well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
that's way weirder. So, like, I understand that it's not going to be super comfortable. It's not going to be super comfortable for me either. I haven't seen him in a really long time.
So, Jess, you're just trying to be neighborly and nice, right?
Yeah, like, it's just a dinner. It's not like we're being BFFs with them. We're not, like, we're going to one dinner.
All right.
Yeah, but you said that if we became friendly and then they wanted to hang out more, and they seem to want to, like, become really close, and I think that you're somebody who would just let that happen. And I think you should just kind of subtly hint to them that that's kind of a weird spot to put me, I mean, anybody in for to be trying to, like, get really close to one of your exes. I don't think that it's really over for anyone if you've dated and there was, like, a serious kind of thing there.
I don't think
the men and women in that way can just be friends that easy, like buddy-buddy, like meeting up all the time. Especially, and I've said this before, people who've seen you naked. I think that's
oh, my God. Yeah. I feel like you're really holding on to that one.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah,
I mean,
no, that's a big one for me. That's a big one.
Okay.
Like, I do understand that you feel uncomfortable with that. But okay. I just really hope that you understand that that was a really, really long time ago. I'm married to you.
Oh, okay. Look, guys, Joe and Jessica, yeah.
This is interesting.
It's a great case, and I can see both sides of the story being uncomfortable, but I see where Jessica's just trying to be nice.
And in
to,
the ex-boyfriend's case, all the sides.
Yeah. So,
oh, yeah.
All right, guys. So it's couples court today. Stay tuned. Maybe in separate corners. go to your corners and listen to our callers. They'll be giving you guys some thoughts on what to do or not to do. Okay. Hang on, Joe. All right. 888-410-1057. Joe, you're going to listen, aren't you?
I know. I'm listening. I am.
Okay.
I'm wrapped.
I know. All ears. All right. All right, you two. You were great to bring it to court today and be as honest as you have been. So stay tuned, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
Now, she sounds really nice, but I'm not sure you can be friends with the ex. If you know what I mean? And then with a new relationship. Joe clearly is not comfortable. Okay, so let's see. But she's like nice. She wants to, you know, welcome to town. Here's the best restaurants. Avoid this place. Yada, yada, yada. All right, let's see if you guys want to help this couple out. 888-410-1057. It could be their last Christmas. You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. That's Wham. Last Christmas. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Our last show. For a while, before we have our Christmas. Look forward to it. But we had to help Joe and Jessica out. They're in morning court. In case you missed it, Jessica's old college boyfriend is moving to town with his new wife. And he reached out, I guess, on Facebook. Said, hey, love to meet the new guy. We're new in town. Tell us where to hang out. You know, all that new town stuff.
Yeah.
Joe says no. Patty says, oh, that's ridiculous. It's old boyfriend. Let's see what you say, Patty.
Morning.
Good morning.
I feel bad for him because I think that it must be really hurtful to have his feelings put below the feelings of, you know, her ex. It sounds like Jessica cares more about creating a relationship with them than the life that she's supposed to be creating with her husband. Because it's, you know, it's an ex-boyfriend. It's not someone who should be super important. There's a lot of humans out there to be friends with. So, you know, I say put her husband's feelings first and, you know, care more about what he wants.
Yeah. I think so far most people agree with you that look, be nice on Facebook. Hey, try this place. It's great. Let me know if you need anything.
Yeah, you don't need to be spending time with
your ex. Lunch. Going to lunch. The guy doesn't want to do lunch with someone who's seen his wife naked.
Exactly. I mean, that's all you're thinking about.
That's all I'm thinking about.
Right?
This jerk.
I mean, even people you should stop thinking about
that guy's wife naked.
Sorry. Patty, Patty, have a great Christmas, okay?
And yeah, I know, you too. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you in the new year. Let's say hi to Jim. Jim, what's your advice today?
Well, first thing I could think of is this isn't 1985. You know, if he's looking for the best restaurants and he's looking for the lay of the land and the cool places, Yeah, it's called the internet. That's how you find these things out.
That's good.
You do not go on Facebook and say, "Hey, can we catch up? And I'd love to know where to go." And oh, please give me a break.
Well, look, Jim, I'm going to say this about that. Wait. Okay,
what?
I'm going to say to Jim about that. I asked you yesterday. I need my wife's not listening, but a nice place to get maybe a gift for her in the facial department. I don't know.
Right.
So I don't
know. You
asked me. Yeah, you haven't seen me.
They're not trying to take her out to dinner.
Well, that's true. That's true. But I'm saying I didn't use the interwebs. I asked my friend.
Well, yeah, but he's, you know what he did? Basically asked me to use the interwebs. And that's what Bob likes to know. He likes to, he delegates. He's very good at delegating.
Yes.
It's very fishy.
Right. I agree with you.
I hear you, though, but your basic point. Okay, Jim, have a great Christmas. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, right, let's say hi to Cassandra. What advice do you have for Jessica and Joe today?
Honestly, I think there's something. It's absolutely not. It's not okay. I did this. I was that nice girlfriend that let my ex hang out with their ex, and it ended my 4-year marriage.
So, marriage? Really?
Yeah. So,
what happened?
It's a joke. It's a game. It's played. This is such a subject for me. the ex reached out and wanted to know, resolve issues, be friends, hang out and stuff, because she had moved closer and everything, and they had been together prior to me 7 years, long, long time ago. They've been separated, and we got married, we were happy, everything was great, never had fights, perfect marriage, kids, and the ex comes over for dinner one night, 2 weeks later, I find out they're having an affair.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I want to go find them.
Damn.
Oh, me too.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so mad for you.
Cassandra, how you doing now is the question, right? I mean, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm engaged.
Great.
Planning having another baby.
Wow.
My life is great. They did me the biggest favor in the long run, but...
Yeah, right. But it hurt going
no
through it.
For her to want to go to dinner.
Yeah.
If she's even thinking about going to dinner with her ex alone, if her husband doesn't go, there's a problem.
Oh, yeah, she did say that, didn't she? Right. Okay, Cassandra, thank you. And I'm glad you came out of it. And like you said, you're better off because of it, okay?
Oh, yeah, they did me a favor. Oh.
That's how you look at it. But like LBS said, and you didn't think so, not for a long time. All right.
I hope they lose cable during a very important show.
Right. That's the worst LBF can really...
what a curse.
That's the curse.
Whatever, I'm just saying. That's just the start.
That's it, huh? Okay. Cassandra... You have a great holiday. Okay. Bye-bye. Wow. I mean, that's sharing. One more call. Christy, good morning. Uh-oh.
Christy's in a wind tunnel.
Good morning.
Hi.
Christy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm driving.
Yep.
But I just wanted to say that I've been married for 18 years, and the one thing that makes it work is if one person in the relationship is uncomfortable, then the other person really has to listen to it, because otherwise it just doesn't work out well.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Don't push.
I mean,
if someone
really
like
needs
that.
To think about.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really needs to think about his feelings. And if it makes him uncomfortable that this person comes out of nowhere, I think she should listen to that if she loves him.
Okay. Well, we've heard. Thank you, Christy. We've heard so far everybody say don't do it. No one's on Team Jessica. But there have been some stories today that, are scary. Right? And it's not what Joe wanted to hear.
No, but it's what he has to hear.
That's right.
It's what Jessica has to hear.
All right. All right. Hey, have a great Christmas, Christy. Okay?
You too. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. Bye.
Very sweet. Okay, 888-410-1057. Is there anybody out there in Team Jessica?
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or at WROR.com. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Let's say good morning to today's player. It's Derek from Dudley. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning.
So, Derek, this is Bob. I hear you are a trash collector, right? Or garbage? What are you going to be called?
I have no idea.
I also heard through the grapevine that tips aren't great this year for you guys. That's what I heard.
It's the Christmas season, and I get how people are out of work, so it's not a big deal.
Well, now you have... tell us about your family.
I'm married, and I have six children.
You have six children?
What's their age range? Because you're young.
My oldest is 20, and the youngest is 7.
That's a big range. Holy cow. Wow. Well, tell you what, Derek, we are hoping you win Super Smart and get that $1,000, okay?
Now, yes, sir.
You play it, right? You know how to do it. You get all 10 right, you get $1,000. Say pass if you're not sure about a question. All right, Derek, save yourself some time, and we'll get back to it. Okay, let's do it.
What do we celebrate on December 25th?
Christmas.
In Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind?
Hawaii.
In the movie It's a Wonderful Life, what happened every time a bell rang?
Angel gets its wings.
In A Christmas Carol, what was the first name of Scrooge?
Ebenezer.
Which country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree?
Pass.
In the movie Elf, what was the first rule of the Code of Elves?
Pass.
How do you say Merry Christmas in Spanish?
Feliz Navidad.
Where did the word and idea Christmica come from?
Pass.
What was Frosty the Snowman's nose made out of?
Carrot.
What is the best-selling Christmas song ever?
Pass.
Which country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree?
Man, we're out of time. Well, you got four right. You passed a bunch. So, Derek, here's what you missed.
All right, the McAllisters were going to Paris when they left him behind. But Hawaii is a nice second choice.
Yeah.
Which country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree? Germany. In the movie Elf, the first rule of the Code of Elves was treat every day like Christmas. The word Christmica came from the O.C. Frosty the Snowman's nose was made out of a button. You know,
a
two eyes nose and two eyes made out of coal. And the best-selling Christmas song ever, White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby.
Bing.
All right, fine. Derek, I wish we could have got you $1,000 with Christmas-themed questions today. But how about, what's your wife's name?
Maggie.
Maggie, how about you and Maggie? Have a little date night. Get that 20-year-old a babysit.
Right.
And once you go to the 99 on us with a $100 gift card, okay?
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Derek, have a great Christmas with all
you
those
too.
Kids. All right. Oh, so, yeah. Yes, $100, the 99. Maybe he and his wife can go have a nice dinner out, you know?
Right, but...
Yeah.
Be careful.
Don't bring
kids.
It. No, yes.
Number 7. Lucky number 7.
Derek, there's no chance of that, right, Derek?
No, absolutely not.
We're not looking for lucky number 7. All right. Hey, don't forget the 99 gift card's a perfect gift for every $25 you purchase. By the way, get a $5 bonus card back. So give a little, get a little, huh? So call ahead for curbside pickup, the 99, always the real deal. Sign up to play Super Smart at WROR.com.
Yeah, you play it, slay it, we pay it.
We're trying to. Okay.
Hey, is Derek still there? I have a question for him.
Yeah, sure, Brian.
Derek, you still there?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Hey, quick question for a garbage collector. What is the preferred method of tipping for your trash collector?
Yeah.
I mean, envelope under the lid, on top? What's the best way?
Usually taped to the top of the lid so we can see it when we pull up on it.
Okay. That's right. All right. Not at the bottom, under everything. That would be the bad way to
say it.
That would work.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to help people out.
Derek's got to go. He's kind of busy there, Derek.
Thanks, Derek.
Thanks, Derek.
Thank you.
Have a great Christmas, Derek. Bye-bye. All right. I left mine on top, so like Derek said.
That's a good way to do it.
I wrote trash for cash. I thought that was cash for trash.
I guess I've been doing it wrong.
You wrote cash for trash?
No, of course
okay,
not.
Good.
I'm kidding.
Literally.
<Okay. laughs> I think that would be eye-catching for somebody. A passerby might like that. All right, Brian.
Check your ride. Brought to you by Business Roundtable.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It is 8:23, December 22nd. 3 days to go for Christmas. And real quick, cloudy today with some showers and a high of 42. Down to 25 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 32. That is all she wrote.
Wow.
Yes. And Friday, snow showers before noon. Well, maybe a little white Christmas, huh? Christmas Eve, partly cloudy, and At night, down to 28 for Christmas Day. Cloudy, chance of shower or wet snow possible. So you could have a slushy Christmas.
No. Yeah.
Anyway, right now, it's 39. Not bad. Hey, we're trying to help Jessica and Joe out. Came to couples court today. You see, Jessica wants Joe, her husband, to go out to dinner with her ex-boyfriend, who's married and moved back to town. College boyfriend. Okay. And Joe doesn't want any part of that. Now, I don't need to meet some ex-boyfriend and be friends with him. And they're new to town. They can, you know, Google fine dining if they want.
Yep.
So, so far, really, it's been leaning in Joe's direction as far as people say don't go there with some good reason. All right. So, we'll start with you, caller. What do you say?
Absolutely not.
Okay. That's it.
No way. Why?
No way.
No way, no.
Oh, you want me to explain it now?
Well, okay,
there's no way.
Not quickly, but
there's no way. You know why? Because once they start to hang out again, go out to dinner, they're going to get the laughs going, they're going to get the emotions going, they're going to start thinking of their old times together, and it's just going to lead to bad things for them.
I hear
especially what's the husband's name? I forget his
Joe.
Name. Joe's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Period.
He's making it clear.
He's making it very clear. He's very uncomfortable.
All right.
It's you know what I mean? It's not okay.
I see what you're saying, Mike. And, if he's not comfortable, then why is she pushing
it?
Right, you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly. Right. And she's really pushing for it, too, which makes it a little bit strange, too. It's almost like she wants it a little bit too much.
Oh.
Right.
Good point. All right, Mike, we're going to take some other calls.
I say no.
You have a great Christmas.
All right, have a
Christmas.
Great day. Okay. Merry Christmas.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. All right, Mary, you're up next. What do you say?
I say that she should respect her husband.
Okay.
Is it really necessary to hang out with her ex?
You know, she's trying to be evolved and elevated, right? That's the, you know.
You say evolve and elevated like it's a bad thing.
It is bad. It's bad.
Evolving is bad. Yeah, you heard it here first.
I don't want to evolve. I'm good.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
He loves the feeling.
Who needs opposable thumbs?
Right, exactly.
See you at the grocery store.
I love my tail.
Thank you, Mary. You and me. Wink, wink, okay?
All right.
Bye, Mary. Thanks. Have a great Christmas. Hi, Jamie, what's your take on Joe and Jessica's situation today?
I had a similar situation.
Mm-hmm.
My wife of 15 years says to me, I just want to go to lunch with my childhood sweetheart. You know, we met back up on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
And I'm secure enough in my relationship to let her go. Never should have let her go. That was the end of our relationship. We're divorced 10 years now.
Oh, my God.
See what happens?
Cautionary tale.
Yeah.
So,
cautionary tale.
Oh.
My dad goes to lunch with his old girlfriends. I'm going to have to speak to him about that.
Well, you know, maybe it's working for him.
I don't trust the situation.
Well, how you doing now, though? How you doing now?
Oh, great. I'm remarried.
Good. So. Good.
All right.
You should get together with your ex. Go out to dinner.
No.
But I love your show. I love when people give real world advice. So
you just
that's
did.
My take on it.
All right.
You just
thank
laid
you.
Some on us right there.
Yeah, there
thank you
go.
Have a great Christmas. Okay, bye-bye. ROR, good morning. What do you say?
I say he definitely should not do this. Definitely not. I've been there before, and now that guy's living in my house.
Oh, my God.
In your house.
Dave, I got to say, this is the hat trick. This is the third. That's a hat trick. We don't like that hat trick.
Yeah, we became friends, and now he's living in my house.
Oh, my God.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
When did you find out? Yeah. How long did it take?
Almost 3 years.
He would. Oh.
They were sneaking around,
for 3 years?
All friends, hanging out, going out to dinner. All that, and now he's in my house.
In your bed.
They got in your bed?
Yes.
Yeah. This is awful.
Yep.
Well, it happens.
No.
You know, these exes come sniffing around. You got to go send it. Yeah. Don't feed them.
Yeah.
You know, they're like stray dogs.
Yeah, you're right. Send them to the internet. You want a good place to go? Here.
Stay away.
Google it. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Exactly.
Dave, how you doing now? I guess I've asked everybody that, so I want to see how you're doing.
A lot better.
Like,
I'm married now. So.
Good. Yeah. See?
You guys come out of it. I love that.
Well, they don't deserve you.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. Nope. Well, Dave, cautionary tale. Joe needed to hear it. So we appreciate you calling. Have a great Christmas.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay?
Have a great Christmas, guys.
Thank you. Now, Dave's ex, huh?
Sometimes it's even more fun when you're trying to, you can get a little sneaky time.
She was sneaking around. Well, I would say this is one of our morning courts where it was anonymous. Unanimous. Well, it was kind of.
That was fun to watch.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. I could use a vacation. Did I tell you that? It is unanimous. Unanimous.
They all agree. Yes. Let's just say that.
They all agreed.
Okay. Don't hurt yourself.
I like it when you're nice. When does that happen?
How would you know?
I know. Yeah, right. I'd say about day 10 on our vacation. You're like, oh, I kind of miss those guys. About day 10, right? Then you'll get over
it. Yeah, yep.
Okay. But anyway, it is definitely unanimous for Joe that Jessica, don't go there. Don't do lunch. Don't make him go where he doesn't want to go.
Right.
Right?
It's just you inviting the vampire in.
Yeah, we heard three cautionary tales about people who literally lost their spouse.
Yeah.
Not boyfriend, girlfriend, their spouse.
Yeah.
With the same thing happen. All right, Rick, we'll give you last call. What do you say, Rick?
Well, I'm just wondering, you guys know anybody who'd like to take my wife to lunch?
Now, Rick, you just can't say that. My goodness.
Rick. You chama.
You know it's going to happen, Rick, right? You're going to do lunch on your credit card. And,
I'd be livid. And then
worse things could happen, if you know what I'm saying.
And that's even more fun when you're trying to, you can get a little sneaky time.
Yeah, see, you don't want that, Rick. All right, Rick. Have a great holiday.
Okay. Jeez.
I think we're done with Morning Court too. Like I said, it was unanimous.
It was anonymous.
Unanimous.
Yep.
And good luck. I think Joe won the case. Yes. He came to court, won the case. Hey, it's that time of year. It's a tradition for us now. This will be the third year for us to do our own little morning show gift exchange.
The old gift exchange.
So I brought some stuff in for you guys.
Great, that's the whole point.
Yeah, well,
that was today.
That's not the exchange that we're looking for.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we exchange.
Yes.
So you want to do that next?
Yeah, I want to.
All right, you run down to your little Barbie car. Get what you got to get, and we'll do that next after Billy.
Christmas, the most wonderful time of year for family and children. Until now, Filth Co. Records presents Naughty Noel.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny.
Now the grown-ups can enjoy all these Christmas classics too.
Grandma got by a reindeer.
You get Jingle Bells.
Oh, what fun it is to in one horse open sleigh.
Frosty
with a corn cob and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
And many more.
Jack Frost nipping at your.
These songs are guaranteed to put you on Santa's list.
Somebody waits for you.
Naughty Noel from Filthco. Available only at Leechmere, Woolworth, and Woolco.
All right. Yeah, just for a last-minute gift, you might want to check out Filthco. But good luck finding a Leechmere or Circuit City. Yeah. Right? Remember Circuit City? It's 8:35. Oh, look at LBF. She's coming back from her little car with her Christmas gift. So it's become kind of a tradition for us, our third annual Christmas gift exchange for the morning show. So... LBF, I left you okay?
Hardly.
It's a hike, right?
It's just a heavy present.
Yeah. Oh, well. Okay,
it's
so.
A baby in a manger. Here you go.
How do you guys want to do this?
Let me give Brian his first because he can see everything.
All right, Brian, go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I get to see everything, huh?
You can see everything. Well, Brian, I don't know. Dave's listening. I don't really appreciate that so much.
Oh, it's a lovely gift basket.
What is it?
Look at that.
Oh, it's
you
a
make
gift
that bag. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty much.
Man, look at that.
Wow. Look at that. It is an amazing
array
of
gluten-free.
Ciders and gluten-free beers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well,
strawberry rhubarb. That's
supposed
good.
To be really good.
So, because Brian's gluten-free, like it's all gluten-free beers.
Yes, and he drinks
and
beer.
Ciders.
And ciders.
Oh, I like that one, too. That's a good one.
Brian, now,
it's like a sampler.
I'd say there's at least a dozen in there. Now, how are you gonna do that?
That should last the end of the day.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Like a beer tasting.
That's beautiful.
All right, LBF, you want to open Brian's present to you?
Sure.
You want to do that?
Right here?
Yeah, once you guys do that. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's nice.
Kind of finally caught my breath.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
yeah,
so
open that one first.
This one
there you
first?
Go. Open that.
Brian, it's send me on video. Sense. Folks could see
it's
this.
Up on the ROR Morning Show Facebook right
okay,
now.
Okay, so you can see all the gifts. That's awesome.
Oh, my goodness. What is this? It is a it's a crank turn radio because I don't have a generator.
It's also a flashlight and phone charger because you're not prepared for storms.
That's great.
So this is a survival kit.
Oh, this is
That's good.
Oh, this is terrific because I'm never prepared.
She's in radio.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. And she never prepared.
Is that wine?
That's layer cake Sauvignon Blanc because I love cake and wine.
That's right.
That's that white wine?
Yes, it is.
Oh, white wine.
What is Jennifer Lawrence? Well, we shouldn't even say that.
I'll say it. All right. White wine's for sluts.
Okay. Fine.
Merry Christmas. Fabulous. Thank you so much.
You're so nice. Why not? I'll just open Brian's gift to me.
Oh, it says Fragile.
Oh, Fragile. This is wrapped in a Christmas Story wrapping paper. Did you wrap this, Brian?
I did.
It's amazing. Thanks, good job.
You it's all about the cold. All right,
I'm going to rip that on the radio here. I love paper. That sound.
Yeah,
paper.
That's fun. That's what...
I hope this is good radio. All right. Jeez.
We'll find out.
Amazon box.
Nobody's listening.
There you go. I'm going to rip that open. Okay.
Right, be gentle.
A box in a box.
Gentle. It is Fragile.
Okay. I'm going to be gentle.
It's wrapped very...
Careful.
Okay. It's not, is it really that fragile? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Right, I'm going to open it up.
I know what's in it. It's very fragile.
Oh, man, I'm making more noise on the radio. Right. Probably should. Oh, rocks, glass, pear. So these are for bourbons.
But they're special.
Okay.
Because you are a history buff.
You know, stop it.
Look at that. These are great. So basically, it looks like you've got the Library of Congress and the Declaration printed on these.
One has the Declaration of Independence, and one is the Constitution.
Brian, I'm going to fill these up.
And there's,
I'm going
to
regale
there to
the family.
Fill them with, too.
There
the
is?
In the box or something to fill them with.
Oh, you got some in there?
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
See, so there you
Thank
go.
You,
little,
Brian.
Oh,
a little,
nice.
A Johnny Black. Yeah, you know Johnny Black, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian.
Please to enjoy.
That's awesome.
Is it too early? I don't think
so. No, I don't think
so. No, it's not. No.
All right. So, guys, I got you a bunch of stuff because I love to shop and bop around. So, you want to open those now or should we come back and do it?
I want you to open yours.
Oh
yeah. Open yours from LBF.
I don't
come
have
back any. And open yours.
Yeah, because there's a lot. And yeah, I'm going to open LBF's real quickly. Here we go.
Yeah.
Nice, you guys. Really.
You're really good at wrapping.
It's so pretty. It's a basket with cellophane and a pretty Christmas red bow.
I like the Buffalo Check basket there.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah,
I know.
Nice.
It's like,
oh, wow. All right, I'm ripping.
Oh, boy,
this fancy
careful.
Stuff.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God. I got Lay's for Christmas.
Yes, you did. That's for Carolyn. Yep.
Lay's potato chips.
Yeah.
No, I just want to clarify that.
Yeah, boy.
No,
it was one of those coupon situations.
No. Now, you want to explain why we have Lay's potato
because
chips?
Carolyn came to my house, and I didn't have chips with her sandwich, and she's never been the same
No. It's just an observation. That's all. So we got Lay's potato chips, lightly salted. She'll love that. Ooh. What? Yellowstone bourbon whiskey.
That's what you got.
So nice.
You drink enough of that, you'll sound like what's his name on Yellowstone.
That is a bar towel for you.
Keith Morrison. Well,
oh my God.
Well.
Open the other one.
That's okay, because spirit is I'm a spirit animal. This is probably terrible radio, but we're going to do it.
There's nobody listening. Look
okay,
at the
good point. It was an ordinary night.
Or was it?
Or was it? All right,
isn't
thanks,
that amazing?
That's great.
And then there's one more thing in the front. It's just a little extra something because I thought you could put it on your bar.
Oh, it is Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra recipes?
It's a recipe for Dean Martin's recipe for a burger and then Frank Sinatra's.
Call Dino. Tell him to make you a
Blankenburger.
Drink his bourbon. That is awesome. Love it. Thanks, guys. So let's open mine after.
All right,
if you don't mind,
cool.
Stick around for that. That'll be fun.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and BF and Brian. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR at work.
WROR, 80s and more. The Police. Roxanne, it's Bob, LBF and Brian. It's 8:48. Doing our annual morning show gift exchange. It's something we do every year. It's kind of nice, you know? This is our last live show for the year.
Yes.
So I've opened your presents, guys. Thank you. So it's your turn to open the presents for me.
First
of all, I got to say my wife, Carolyn, wrapped that up. It's amazing. Doesn't it look great?
Yes.
You knew
beautiful.
I did not
we knew
do
it
that.
Wasn't you.
Okay, good. So I want to clarify that there.
She delegates.
Was she so good at it? Why deny the talent?
No,
you guys go together. Who cares? What do you got, Brian?
Gluten-free chocolate chip. These are the best.
Gluten-free chocolate chip cookies. All right, LBF.
Look at this awesome tequila.
It's
and it comes in a really awesome.
It's the Day of the Dead face on it. It's Ka.
Ka.
Kind of scary.
Dead face tequila.
Yeah, well, you know.
You're dead inside.
She's got a really great bone structure.
Yeah, yeah, you don't like that? You know, Day of the Dead skeleton king. I thought you liked that. Brian, awesome. What do you got?
Central Perk Christmas ornament from Friends Collection.
Yes.
I love that.
Nice. I thought you'd like that. The Central Perk mug.
Wrapped and everything.
Do the last bigger present last. You guys do it together. ILBS.
Okay, so now there's a Merry Christmas tin.
Nice paper, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Carolyn again. Okay.
Oh, no. I know it wasn't you.
Oh, she's fine.
Oh, homemade cookies.
Carolyn's, well, because Brian got gluten-free.
Oh,
you
this
know.
Is terrific. Yeah. I can't wait to not fit my jeans.
Right. I mean, you probably guess
pants
what that
with
is.
Buttons are so 2019.
Okay.
That's what my sister said yesterday, right. And I agreed.
Okay.
All right. I'm opening up a little.
Brian, what'd you get?
Oh, this is great.
Yes.
It's Shaughnessy's book. It's Wish It Lasted Forever, Life with the Larry Bird Celtics.
I heard him talking about it. All I thought about was you.
I can't wait.
It's a great book about the heyday of the Celtics with Larry. And
I might be able to get my son three. Sam to read this,
too. It's great. Okay, really? Shaughnessy's good. LBF, go.
I am now opening up a...
Brian, I want you guys to do that together. Yep.
This is awesome. It's a bottle of rosé ornament.
Yes.
It's perfect.
Can you drink it?
Yeah, it is. Looks like you can drink it.
It looks like you can drink it.
No.
That is awesome.
So when you run out, you can always drink the tree.
It.
All right, get your last present on the bottom. Maybe open those together, guys.
This one?
Oh, wait a minute. No, she's got it. No.
Oh,
that's look at the paper
that
my
is
wife
amazing
uses.
Amazing paper.
Yeah, she.
Talk about razzle.
You guys have like a wrapping paper room in your house?
Oh,
she's
so
actually
excited about
in,
this.
In the basement. She does.
Yeah.
She's got a desk down there.
I wanted this book
Wonderland.
So bad. It's The Housewives, the real story behind The Real Housewives. I'm so excited.
You got some reading over the break? Sure. There you go. All right, get that last part. Open those together because they're a combo gift for each of you.
Oh, and this nicely. Carolyn does a nice job wrapping.
She's amazing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's pretty. Oh, I wish she'd wrap the stuff I give her.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
What is it?
This is
it's
great.
It's an electric knife
electric
from Hamilton
knife.
Beach.
It's electric. Yes.
Boogie.
You both needed electric knives.
Well, you know what? This is actually going to come in handy because we're hosting Christmas, and I've got a giant roast that
there
I'm going to need
is.
To cut.
It's electric.
There it is.
There you go, guys. So now, welcome to Hamilton Beach.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, there you go.
This is terrific.
And LBF, I got you a last-minute gift because I worry about you over the break.
A lot of her gifts come in brown paper bags.
Yeah, well, Brian,
really?
Hand her that. It's
okay.
You please open it now because
I'm afraid.
Yeah, I'm worried about you, you know.
Okay. It's a meatball sub.
Oh,
it's a meatball.
No.
What is it? No, it's a... better.
Open it.
It's a bologna and cheese sandwich with mustard. I love it so much.
Yeah.
And a
right
bag
size.
Of chips.
Every sandwich needs a chip, right?
And extra pickles.
Extra pickles. There you go.
Merry Christmas,
yeah.
Everyone.
It's a
why don't you get your electric knife out and cut that sub up?
I'm going to fork it down right now. Excuse me.
Hey, Sean's on the phone. Sean, one of our favorite listeners, he dropped by all kinds of stuff, and he wanted to make sure we got... I know. Bite a hawk. Hork
I
into
love
it. Hork
so
into
much.
It. All right. Let's say hi to Sean. Hey, Sean, thank you so much for all the awesome stuff. She's going to eat that bologna sandwich right now.
Right now. Yeah.
No pickles on it. All right,
hey,
Sean.
Good morning.
Wow.
Hey, Sean.
Wow, Sean, really.
Yes. LBS. Merry Christmas, guys.
Oh, my gosh. The nicest. Just so sweet and thoughtful.
So I just can't believe how, you know, thoughtful you were and how much you did. This is crazy. I mean,
just little things.
So what is, Sean gave each us a gift that would, I guess, pertain to our personalities.
Yes.
Right?
Booze and Drake's cake.
Or picadillos, you know.
Especially Bob.
Yeah.
Know?
Right.
Well, I'm easy to shop for.
Yes.
Don't, I'm telling you, shouldn't struggle with that. So in addition to all the fun gifts you gave us each $100 for us to pass forward.
Yeah, donate to charity.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's really incredible.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
so nice.
Because paying it forward does feel good. That's what you said. It's great.
Absolutely, guys.
So, Sean, you're the best. I will enjoy the cigars. Also, the Vienna sausages.
Yeah.
Sauce little, to bring at any dry fish.
Yeah, dry fish.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know,
let's not forget.
Appreciate that.
Let's not forget what every party needs, right, Sean?
What's that?
Exactly. Hey,
big
guys,
bag of chips.
Big bag of chips.
I love listening to you guys.
Thank you. Just wait a minute, Sean. What LBF?
I got ring dings and yodels and a bottle of rosé.
And that doesn't
that
say
man,
LBF.
You know me. You see me, Sean. You see me, and it makes me feel so good.
And Brian,
I didn't want to leave bologna at the front door.
That's right.
Brian's got his IPA. And what else you get, Brian?
I didn't even know they made blazing hot cheese balls.
So he's eating a hot, blazing hot cheese ball. Sean, you're the best.
Get
we do appreciate you. Okay?
Have a safe, Merry Christmas. I love you guys.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Wow. What a guy.
See you guys.
What a guy. Great guy. How's the sandwich?
It's so good.
You put pickles on it?
I just put some pickles on it.
Yeah, you got to have pickles on it.
Blazing hot cheese balls?
No, I'm gonna have my chips.
Yeah, because every sandwich.
This is so good. This is why I get really winded when I walk up the stairs.
It's Christmas time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.